Reuben? Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, hey, this is Bo with Latera in Texas. You and I met at the airport, and we, yeah, absolutely. How are you, man?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good, man. I wanted to reach out to you. I know we talked about a month or so ago, and I had some trips coming up and things like that, so I wasn't quite ready to tie into this project, but I am back, so I wanted to give you a shout and kind of get the ball started on this, moving forward. So what I wanted to do was, I don't know how you wanted to start, but if you wanted to send me an email of the documents and everything that you guys need from us in terms of for qualifying and all that good stuff, send that over, and then I can start getting that stuff together.
Yeah, give me one second. If I lose you, I'm on wireless right now, and I have an IP phone, so it's kind of it can be staticky. So if I lose you, I'll call you right back. Give me one second. What was your email?
Bo@laterraservices.com.
Okay, so what's the ownership breakdown of your company?
So we have, it's 30%, 30%, 20%, 20%. So we have four owners.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is forward you an email right now. I've got Bo at Terra Services. So, and you're one of the two 33% owners, right?
Yes.
So, can you bring up that application I sent to you real quick?
Let's see. Did you just send it?
Yeah. No, I sent it previously. I can forward it to you. Give me a second. So.
Yeah, I can do that because I was actually looking for an email and I couldn't find one from you.
I'm just gonna forward it to you real quick. Give me a second.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. It just got sent down to you.
Okay.
How's business going?
There we go. It's going good, man. It is going good. We are ready to start rocking and rolling. We got our new product that we're looking to bring in sometime around the beginning of the year. So we are good to go.
Cool. What product is that?
Okay, so I got what you got here, my friend. All right, so.
So let me kind of walk you through, and here's the easiest thing. On the application, it's going to ask for an owner's information. So I don't think it's really needed to have all your owners. What I'm going to suggest is this. Most of my programs, as long as you have 51% ownership, you're pretty much good to go. I guess the question I'd ask you is, how does your credit look? Is it good, bad, in between?
In between.
Okay. Do you know what your score is?
About 670, 680.
Okay. And how about the other 33% owner?
I would say probably the same, maybe a little bit better. I don't know exactly, but I would say probably about the same.
You guys should be fine. For the vast majority of our programs, we're looking just to not have major credit issues. This is a cash flow-based loan, but if there's, like, horrific credit, then we kind of have to do something custom. So what I would suggest is, on the application, there's a lot of information it's going to ask for that I don't need you to fill out, so I'll make it easy. I just need the name of the business, the tax ID on the bottom, your address, and where it says date business started / process credit cards, that's the date your business started. With all the credit card information, just leave that blank. Don't fill that in. Where it asks for owner information, you're going to put your name, and then you're going to sign and date the middle. Anywhere else on the application, I can just have the other owner list his information, like on the side or on the bottom. He can also fill out a certificate application, but all I really need him to do is put his name, his date of birth, his address, and sign next to it. Pretty straightforward. And then I need that back with 6 months of business bank statements. Just download them, all pages.
Got it.
Okay. And then we can get it now, but sometimes we'll need it at closing. Have you filed your 15 tax return?
Yes.
Okay, we just need a copy of that. It's just to verify ownership. We really don't care if there's a profit or loss on it. About how much capital are you looking for right now, and what do you need it for?
It's for a brand new product that we're bringing in. We're looking for about $100K.
$100K. Okay, what product is it?
It's a quartz product.
A what?
Quartz. I'm sorry. It's a man-made.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know quartz. I just got quartz countertops in my place. I just had to redo it.
There you go.
Cool. There you go. Yeah, well, I got the white quartz. It's awesome. I love it.
So it would be that. We're getting in. We're bringing it in from a company in China.
Cool. How much do you save by buying from China versus a, say, U.S. distributor?
I mean, it's like night and day. I mean, I can't buy from a U.S. distributor and make money. I mean, basically everybody that's in the U.S., they're already going directly to the fabricators. They're going to Jason. They're doing kind of what I'm trying to do. So, I mean, just like, I would be buying it for about, let's call it, depending on the color, about $7 to $9 in China. And here it would probably be about, you know, 16 to 18.
Okay. And how much do you guys sell it for after fabrication?
Well, we don't do any of the fabrication, so we just wholesale.
Oh,
so we wholesale,
you're wholesale.
So we buy it. Yeah, so we buy it between about, you know, again, 7 and 9 and sell it between about maybe like 14 and 16.
And how long does it take you guys to kind of flip that, and how many containers do you buy at a time?
We'll be buying, so for our first initial order, what I want to do is buy 4 containers. That's what I'm looking for that larger sum of money for.
Four containers.
Turn that? Yeah, 4 containers.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for at first. And then in terms of, you know, flipping it, you know, the length of the sales cycle, you know, I don't want to BS you, you know, we don't really have as much experience with the quartz. I know what I'm doing with some of this other stuff, but with quartz, you know, I don't have that exactly pegged down. I would say probably based off of our experience, our limited experience with the quartz that we have so far, we could probably turn it about, you know, I don't know, a container maybe like 6 to 8 weeks, something like that.
Okay. And last question for you. Do you pay China when they ship at port, or do you pay like some down and some at port? How does it work with them?
Yeah, it's all when it ships.
It's all when it ships. And how long does it take to get to you?
About 6 weeks.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, very straightforward. I just literally do these deals every day, so it's very common. Do you have a pending order, by the way, with someone in China, or is it once you get the money, then you're going to find the distributor?
No, I have a pending order. I've got a pro forma invoice from one of these guys. I've got the colors selected. I've got everything, you know, ready to go. Once we were able to get the money together, the first trip, I would, first thing is I got to buy a plane ticket, go out there and hand inspect the material. But barring on the fact that there's no major issues with the material itself, we'd probably go forward and buy it right then and there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, I mean, and when would you be looking to actually get approved and funded? What's your timeline? Is it something you'd like to do today, something you'd like to do next week? What's your timeline?
Yeah, probably, you know, the next week or two.
Okay. So just to walk you through it, once I get the application and bank statements, I should be able to get back to you generally same day with an approval. If underwriting's backed up, which we're a little slammed, sometimes it will take the next day, and then we can go over all future different term options and loan amounts and put everything together for you.
All right. That sounds good, Ruben. Much appreciated, man.
You got it. Call me anytime, okay?
All right. Sounds good. I will get this stuff filled out and back to you in the next day or two.
Perfect. Talk to you later, Bo.
All right. Thanks, Ruben. Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye.